This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's find out what's happening with your San Diego Padres.
That's a fair ball. Paul Kerr over the bag at first base.
It's time to go inside the clubhouse on Friar Friday. Right here on Gwynn and Chris. On your home of the Padres. 97.3 The Fan.
It is Friar Fridays. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. And pleasure to visit with Padres first baseman, all-star, Eric Hosmer. I know they haven't announced you as an all-star, but we all feel you're having an all-star first half of the season. How do you feel about the first half of your season?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And, yeah, I feel like, you know, obviously early on it took me a little while to find things, get the groove going, but as of late, I've been feeling really good, just staying consistent with my work, staying with the same routine every day, and, you know, just trying to continue to drive in runs. And, you know, life's a lot easier when Tatis Jr. is back in the lineup in front of you. So just trying to take advantage of the opportunities he creates for us.
Eric, 81 games after today, basically. Mm-hmm. If you had to give this team a midway report card, what would you give them?
You know, right now I think it's been a up and down first half. I think we had some streaks there where, you know, we pulled off about five or six in a row, and then on the down end of that we had some streaks where, you know, we lost about five or six in a row. So really just hot cold. But you know, I think we beat some good pitching. We had some really good comebacks. We had some really good characteristics that good teams have, especially that crazy Colorado series, and just a good amount of coming from behind wins off tough bullpen guys and tough starters. So overall, I just love where our team's at. I love where our team's at mentally, where the offense is at, especially as of late. And you know, I think you know, we understand if, you know, we can finish out this next couple days before the break and head into break feeling good about ourselves, and we can have a strong second half.
Yeah. Eric Hosmer is with us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. It's Friar Fridays, and Coach Wash was just walking by talking to you about barrel season. I don't know anything about hitting, but my guess is that barrel season means the ball's hitting the barrel of the bat, and that's what you guys did a whole lot of in Baltimore.
Yeah, that's what we want. That's what we need, a whole lot of that, barrels. So
yeah.
That's a common theme we like to use in the batting cage. We like to name it barrel season. So that's when we're finding barrels, that's when life's good for the offense.
Eric, you know, obviously, you know, this year has been a little bit different, I would assume, from a leadership role. I mean, you got a guy in like Manny Machado, other vets like Greg Garcia around, Stam's still here. Has your role changed from that standpoint this year at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely different now. You look at each position and you kind of envision those guys being there for a long time now, to where that makes it fun, because, you know, now you take a young Tatis who kind of is trying to make a name for himself in the league early on in a spring training, and, you know, here we're at the end of June and I think the whole world knows about him, and now you just let him go do his thing, and you know, he's starting to, you know, lead by example and say a lot of key things in our heaters meetings, and just the stuff that he's picking up is awesome. So it definitely is an adjustment. It definitely changes, you know, as these guys grow and get more experience throughout this league. But it's a blast, and playing with guys like him, Manny, and, you know, Ian, a lot of these veteran guys, has been a lot of fun too.
How many times have you run over to cover first base this year on a ground ball to the left side and been actually a little surprised that somebody was going to be throwing you the ball because it didn't go into left field? I mean, Machado came up with it, or Tatis made a play and spun around, or Machado's throwing it to you from foul territory or something like this. I mean, this has had to have crossed your mind a few times this year, I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's something I just, you know, I think kind of before the season I told myself just to make it a habit to start
going
over there.
Be ready, yeah.
You know it's going to happen time and time again. But, yeah, those guys are impressive to watch over there. Some of the plays they make, it's fun to see day in, day out.
Eric, take us behind the curtain a little bit. You talked about finding your routine early, and I know most guys have at least the skeleton of their routine that they want. How much do you tweak year to year when it comes to your routine? Is it a lot, little?
It's a little different now. I think just being different now because obviously, you know, second year here, first year definitely tried to establish something, and I just feel a lot more comfortable now. I got a system down here now that I feel really comfortable with. I like to do a lot of stuff outside now, which
is that different for you from years past?
Yeah, way different. Yeah, you know, in the Midwest, especially Kansas City, in the summer it's hot, man. It's humid out there, so you try and conserve as much as you can.
Right.
So that's just the benefits of being out here. You get to do a lot more stuff outside, a lot more early work and stuff. So I feel like I can get a lot more quality work done outside because of, you know, the beautiful weather we have out here in San Diego.
Good point.
Yeah, we like to do our interviews outside too. So it's nice for us to get out of the studio once in a while. I know you've been asked this so many times, so I'm trying to figure out a little different way to ask it to you. But as a member of a world championship team in Kansas City, I know you're asked a lot, you know, how you compare this to that. And I'm curious, when you were in Kansas City, was there ever a moment that came along where you said, you know what, I actually think one day this team might have what it takes? And the second part of that is, have you come to that point yet with this Padre team?
That's something I think you don't even realize when you're in the middle of the season and, you know, you're in the heat of the battle. You don't even realize it, honestly. I think we got home that offseason in 2014 after losing the Game 7 of the World Series, and I think it kind of hit us what we all just did. I think, you know, while you're doing it, your head's down, you're just kind of taking it day in by or day in and day out. And, you know, from that point on, then we knew we were for real, and, you know, we had a lot of respect around the league and all that. But I think it's something right now that the guys are just, we're in the middle of it. You know, we're going to look to finish strong here at the end of the first half, and, you know, we come back in the second half, and, you know, we can get hot as a team, and, you know, it could happen from there. So I think as a team, you, when you're in the middle of the season, you just kind of put your head down and go in every day and just ready to play.
Now, we obviously talked about the left side of defense, but you don't get a lot of credit for your defense. We've stuck on this offense because you're swinging the bat so well. One of the things I appreciate watching you is how aggressive you are, especially on that bunt play. When you got a force play, it reminds me a little bit of Adrian Gonzalez. When you guys are on it, you guys make the play. Is that something you work on, or is that just instincts?
Yeah, it's something that's been a different adjustment as well. In the American League, you really don't bunt that much. And when you do go in for a bunt, you're basically covering the first base side and just playing pretty conservative to get the out. And last year, it's something that, you know, Greeny really stayed on me with was, you know, he wanted me covering pretty much first base and third base side on bunts and being really aggressive and being able to use my arm. So, yeah, I just try to crash in there real hard and try and get the lead out at second base and keep that double play in order. And it's definitely different than it's a different style being in the National League. It's something I enjoy, and you know, I'm a little more involved over there defensively.
I'm glad to hear all of that, Tony. I think that's the covering the bunts and things like that. So the one thing he did not learn using the Tony Gwynn TM up batting system when he had that in growing up as a kid. We kidded about it last time. Hey, Eric, thanks for a great first half. Thanks for coming down and hanging with us on Friar Fridays. I hope it goes just like you said. You finish strong here the first half and see what the second half holds. I this team, to me, the sky's the limit, and I'm sure you guys are thinking along the same ways. It's just that as fans, we're playing like 30 games at a time, and you can only play like one, right?
Yeah. We got the confidence, man. That's all you can ask for. So we definitely have that in this group.
Good deal.
Thanks for your time, Eric.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.